What is going on, guys? Welcome to the Daily Social Podcast, where you learn how to be successful on social media and in business. Let's jump right into the episode, guys. What is going on, guys? Welcome to the show. My name is Chad, and if you guys are new to the show, make sure you guys click that subscribe button and notify your friends about this show. Now, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about how you can build your business and your personal brand at the same time while being consistent on social media. Now, when it comes to, you know, building your business, building your brand, you have to stay consistent on all aspects of your brand, whether it's the physical aspect of it, you know, selling t-shirts, you know, selling products, you know, doing the actual service of the business. And it has an effect on the social aspect part of it, where, you know, you can drive traffic to your website, you know, drive customers to your podcast, drive customers to, you know, your products, your services, your podcast, your website. It will help you drive sales, and, you know, a lot of times most content creators, you know, don't do this. They, you know, always want to sell, and it doesn't really work out for many people when, you know, it comes to building a business. You have to start from the ground and build and work your way up. It takes months, years, decades, sometimes even careers. So it all depends on, you know, the speed at which you build your personal brand, build your business, you know, work on that, on that content creation, you know, work on that book, work on that, you know, on that presentation, you know, work on, you know, that course that you've always wanting to create for your audience, or, you know, that podcast that you've always wanted to put out for a long time. And, you know, it's all about content repetition and being consistent. So, and this is one of the things I talked about in episode 42. You know, why perspective is important in business and in life. And now, in this episode here, where I'm talking to you guys now, I'm saying, you know, why consistency is important in business. And, you know, you have to have those building blocks. You have to have those, that step, keep that step, and then another step, and another step. So it's basically a step ladder that you are walking up, or stairs that you're climbing to get to your goal. And a lot of times I see, you know, content creators fail at this. You know, they put one brick down and then they put another brick down, so they have success. So they keep putting the building blocks, so it's fail, and then they hit success, and then they're like, whoo, I made it. That was because of your persistence and your creativity and your consistency and your perseverance to, you know, get through those failures and get to where you're at today. So it takes months, years, decades with being a content creator. And, you know, a lot of times I've spoke about this in my last episode, why perspective is important. And, you know, it totally has a, it totally ties in with this episode. So you have to have that consistency, that perspective, and the, you know, the drive to do what you have to do and be, you know, be consistent in your business and your brand. And you have to have those building blocks of, to say, well, hey, we want to, you know, do X, Y, and Z, and then get right to it and start the process of you know, working towards that goal. And it's always good to, you know, enjoy that process while you're doing the work. And while you're doing the work, you get to enjoy the process of you getting to your goal. But I heard from a content creator of mine and a friend of mine, you know, he's struggling with, you know, content creation. And, you know, I said, hey, you know, what can I do to help? And, you know, he say, I'm struggling with XYZ. All right. And I gave him, you know, the solution and the execution method of how to, you know, do this particular thing that he was struggling with. And, you know, it helped him a lot. And, you know, it definitely opened his eyes and, you know, changed his perspective on, you know, his content creation game and his aspect of, you know, him being a content creator and him as a person. So it really, really does, you know, affect people. So consistency, perspective, and all of these things, you know, will help you be a successful, you know, content creator, business owner, and, you know, overall human in general. So it all ties in with, you know, the mindset of being consistent and, you know, putting in the work every day. You just don't do, you know, do it one day and then say, hey, I'm done with this, and, you know, it doesn't work. You have to, you know, say for instance, you go to, for example, you go to the gym, you know, do dumbbells one day and you want to get bigger muscles. You do dumbbells one day and, you know, you aren't seeing the expected result that you want, and you just say, well, I give up on this. If you just do it one day, you're not going to see the results that you expect. You have to, you know, put in the work consistently, and, you know, in order for you to get the big muscles, the big traps, and all these kinds of things. So that's what business perspective and, you know, being in business is about, you know, being consistent, having that perspective, having, you know, failure after failure after failure. That way you can have those stepping stones of failure to get where, you know, to get to that prize, the main trophy, the aspirations, the accolades that you want. And it definitely helps you in the long run, and you get to have all of the glitz and glamour afterwards. So it is very important for you guys to remember that perspective, consistency, and marketing yourself counts in the entrepreneurship space and in the game of life. If you want to be successful in any field, in any career, or in any aspect of life in general, or in business, or whatever you see yourself getting into. Hey guys, I just want to thank you guys for listening to the Daily Social Podcast. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you guys get your podcasts. And please subscribe to the show if you haven't done so already. I hope to see you guys on the next episode of the show.